The Global Tailings Review effort launched more than a year ago. Its catalyst was the deadly dam collapse last year at the Brazilian mine near Brumadinho that killed hundreds of people. Closer to home, British Columbia's Mount Polley mine disaster in 2014 wasn't deadly, but its aftermath revealed what critics saw as weaknesses in Canada's regulations that allowed a mine company to pollute a river and escape fines or prosecution. A broad panel of industry, international civic organizations, and United Nations experts studied both disasters. Speaking a year ago, Elisa Tonda of the UN's Environment Program said expectations for the new standards would be high.
The review will have to create a very strong and powerful industry standard that will raise the bar from current practices and current approaches.
And on August 5th, the standards were released. The 21-page document says its goal is zero harm to people and the environment with zero tolerance for fatalities. The UN says it will work with translating these ideals into national standards. But in the meantime, Charlie Cobb, Alaska's dam safety engineer, says he doesn't see many practical takeaways.
I don't mind referencing federal documents as a state regulator, but I have a hard time with referencing international guidance.
Not that he doesn't see a need. He serves as the chairman of a committee developing uniform guidelines for tailing dams in the U.S. to supplement existing standards in the National Dam Safety Program.
And after Mount Polley failed, you know, I raised my hand in the board meeting and says, you know, we probably ought to, you know, step up to the plate and start, you know, looking at tailings dams a little more closely.
But the just-released global standards include a number of lofty principles, like the respect for human rights downstream. But none of this high-sounding language is binding by any court of law or government regulator. And that's a problem, says David Chambers, a mining consultant with the Center for Science in Public Participation in Bozeman, Montana.
There isn't any teeth in this. It's all voluntary compliance. And I think more importantly, there's sort of a lack of performance standards. We'd hope that there would be things like recommended factors of safety, which aren't in there.
So how are these global standards supposed to work? An industry group called the International Council on Mining and Metals was one of the key players in crafting the language. It represents about a third of the world's mining industry. Asked how ICMM would police its membership, the trade group's CEO, Tom Butler, conceded that they're a voluntary organization, not a regulator.
But ultimately, if a member is consistently not complying or bringing ICMM into disrepute, there are mechanisms that exist within the ICMM Articles of Association for expulsion.
The catalyst for raising the standards for mine tailing storage comes from investors as well as tribes and green groups. And part of the global effort was coordinated with managers of pension funds that have invested heavily in global mining operations. Catastrophic dam failures, like Brazil's, are a financial liability.
Because when these tailings dam fails, these guys' stock value goes through the floor, you know, it gets hammered. And the investors are the ones losing that money.
That's Charlie Cobb again, Alaska's dam safety engineer.
And so the investors finally said, well, what are we investing in here that there's all this risk that we don't know about? And so they forced their member organizations to disclose their tailings dam inventories.
That's created a searchable online database. It includes entries like the Red Chris mine, an open-pit gold and copper mine in British Columbia that's upstream from the Stikine River watershed. The mine was developed by Imperial Metals, the same firm responsible for Mount Polley.
You know, we're going to have to be watching the Red Chris Lake of Poison. You know, they call it a tailings storage facility. But that's going to be there forever.
Frederick Olson Jr. heads the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission from Sitka. It's a regional effort by tribes to watchdog mining on both sides of the border.
You know, our people have been here for thousands of years, and we want to be here for thousands of years into the future. And so we need to look out for this stuff.
Olson and other Alaskans who are looking out across the border are encouraged by the standards set in the Global Tailings Review, but plan to remain vigilant. The best way to deal with tailings dams failures, most agree, is to prevent them. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.